Hello and welcome to Juego, lesson 17. Today, let's talk about English we can use at a ryokan, a Japanese inn. Recently, they're very popular with foreigners, so today, let's practice English to show true omotenashi at beautiful Japanese ryokan. Are you ready? Alright, let's get started. Here we go. Hello, this is Jeff from Hoego. Welcome. Today, our lesson will be about English we can use at a ryokan. 今日のレッスンについてのワークシートがあって、Hoego.com に行って無料にダウンロードできる。ぜひ一緒に勉強していきましょう。それでは、Let's get started. On our last lesson, lesson number 16,We talked about what foreigners wanted to do when they came to Japan.
この前のレッスンで、観光客がなんで日本に行きたいか、調査が出て、第10位は旅館の目的でした。その同じ調査で他の質問もありました。
There was another question on the same survey given to foreigners coming to Japan.The question was, next time you come to Japan, where would you like to stay? And they had many choices.
いろんな選択があって、例えばビジネスホテル、ホテル、民宿、ペンション、ゲストハウス、a friend's house, different hotels, unique concept hotels. でも第一は、今度、Next time you come to Japan, 泊まりたいところは ryokan でした。
So, staying at a ryokan gives foreigners a true appreciation and insight into what being Japanese kind of is. You get to stay in beautiful buildings, enjoy Japanese food, enjoy the way Japanese people enjoy staying in hotels.And they also have wonderful hot springs, usually. So, as more foreigners come to the ryokan, let's study some easy English we can use. Some of the Japanese used at ryokan are a little difficult to translate.
旅館で使ってる日本語をそのまま英語にしたらちょっと難しいですから、少し頑張って。
Let's try these English phrases.
まずお客さんが入って、すごくその挨拶すごく大事で。
Welcome. Thank you for staying with us. Welcome. Thank you for staying with us.
どうぞお入りください。
Please come in. Please come in.
たまに旅をお疲れ様でしたって言われてるんですけど、英語でお疲れ様ですとかそういう言葉がないですけど、今日の旅、今までの旅どうですか？聞いたらお客さんが嬉しいと思います。
How were your travels today? How were your travels today?
どうぞ座ってください。
Please have a seat. Please have a seat.
靴を脱いでください。
Please take off your shoes. Please take off your shoes.
私の経験によって、玄関に上がって、どこかに座って、情報を書きますから。
So from my experience, usually we walk through the entrance and are greeted. Then we sit down, enjoy maybe a cup of tea, and we're asked to fill in our information.
その時、
Would you please fill in your information? Would you please fill in your information?
お部屋まで案内します。ついてください。
I will show you to your room. Please follow me. I will show you to your room. Please follow me.
なんとかの部屋で泊まります。
You will be staying in the なんとか room. You will be staying in the なんとか room. Usually it's not a room number. Usually it's the name of a flower or tree or place. So for example, at the Fujiya Hotel in Hakone, there are rooms named after flowers. I once stayed in the wisteria room.
これは部屋の鍵です。チェックアウトするときに持ってきてください。
This is your room key. Please bring it with you when you check out. This is your room key. Please bring it with you when you check out.
お風呂に行くときにこのサンダルを履いてください。
Please use these slippers when you go to the bath. Please use these slippers when you go to the bath.
内容二つで露天風呂一つがあります。
We have two indoor baths and one outdoor bath. We have two indoor baths.And one outdoor bath.
お風呂代わりに温泉だったら、bath じゃなくて hot spring.
We have two indoor hot springs and one outdoor hot spring.
そして外国人観光客にとって、温泉の経験はない。と思いますけど、でもびっくりするのが、布団、誰か部屋に入って布団を準備してもらうですね。それやっぱり海外のホテルで部屋に入って必ず誰も入らないですよね。そしてそれをちょっと説明したら、ちょっとお客さんがちょっと安心して喜ぶと思います。
夕食後にベッドメイクします。After the meal, an attendant will come to your room to make your bed. After the meal, an attendant will come to your room to make your bed.
もしかしたら食事中に誰か部屋にいてベッドメイクします。そうだったら
During your meal, an attendant will come to your room to make your bed.
アテンダントって言ったら、もしかしたらキャビンアテンダントのことを、そういうイメージを浮かぶかもしれませんけど、アテンダントも使っていい。アテンダントだけじゃなくて、アテンダント、それが maid、それが誰か、
someone、
あと、スタッフ。誰か使って、もう一回言ってみましょう。
During your meal, someone will come to your room and make your bed.
hoego.com でもし悩むことが、これを英語で言いたいなと思ったら、hoego.com で私にメール送ったら、私頑張って答えようと思ってます。最近、旅館のことについていろんな質問がありましたから、今日のポッドキャストを作りました。
So, if you have any questions or worries or things you'd like to talk about in terms of おもてなし English, please go to hoego.com and write me a message.And I hope if I can't contact you directly, I can help you and other people
through this podcast and on the website. All right. So just one more time. I think this sentence was a little important. So let's try it a different way. お客さんが夕食をお召し上がりいただいている間にベッドメイクしますが、よろしいですか?
We will make your beds while you are enjoying your meal. Is that okay?
ちょっと長いですけど、you can do it. It's a little long.
We will make your beds while you are enjoying your meal. Is that okay?
やっぱり最後に Is that okay? 確認したらちょっと重たらしいですね。あと、旅館で食事することとホテルで食事すること、ちょっとやり方違いますよね。部屋でやるか、なんか特別部屋か、時間も決めなきゃいけないとか。So, enjoying your stay and meals at a 旅館 and hotel are a little different. At a 旅館, you will sometimes enjoy your meal in your room. Someone may bring it to you. But at a hotel, there may be kind of a room where everyone eats together. A 旅館, you may enjoy breakfast in your room or a special eating room. So next, let's just talk about how we explain dinners and meals to our guests. 夕食は2階の食堂です。
Your meal will be in the dining room on the second floor.
Your meal 代わりに dinner も使いますね。
Dinner will be in the dining room.On the second floor.
でも、だいたい旅館で食事を持ってきますよね。
Usually, at a 旅館, your dinner will be brought to you in different stages, very beautifully well done.
夕食は部屋へ持ってきます。
The evening meal will be brought to your room.
Evening meal 代わりに dinner 使ったら
Dinner will be brought to your room.
6時と10時の間に食べます。食べられます。
The meal will be served between 6 and 10. Dinner will be served between 6 o'clock and 10.
何時に食べたいですか?
What time would you like to eat?
もっとおもてなしな言い方は
What time would you like to have your meal? What time would you like to have your meal?
それがもしだいたい選択、時間選べますよね。
Usually, you can choose the times, whether it's 6, 6.30, 7.
6時半か7時、どっちがよろしいですか?
Would you like to have your meal at 6.30 or 7? Would you like to have your meal at 6.30 or 7?
食事と何を飲みますか?
What would you like to drink with your meal? What would you like to drink with your meal?
では、もしホエゴ .com に行ってそのワークシートをダウンロードしたらちょっと最初から最後まで一気に言ってみようと思ってます。
Okay, here we go. So hopefully you have a worksheet that's on the website. So as a last review, I will start at the top and read straight to the bottom, all in English. Okay, here we go. Welcome. Thank you for staying with us. Please come in. How were your travels today? Please take off your shoes. Please have a seat. Would you fill in your information? I will show you to your room. Please follow me. You will be staying in the Wisteria room. This is your room key. Please bring it with you when you check out. Please use these slippers when you go to the bath. We have 2 indoor baths and 1 outdoor bath. After the meal, an attendant will come to your room to make your bed. We will make your bed while you eat. We will make your beds while you are enjoying your meal. Is that okay? Dinner will be in the dining room on the 2nd floor. The evening meal will be brought to your room. The meal will be served between 6 and 10. Would you like to have your meal at 6:30 or 7? What time would you like to have your meal? What would you like to drink with your meal? Okay, so how was that? So these are basic words and phrases we can use when a foreigner is staying at our 旅館. やっぱり旅館で使える英語とその会話、いろんな、もう一つのポッドキャストで全部できませんよね。There's so much to talk about when it comes to 旅館. Being able to explain how to use the hot springs, the different places in the room, the different customs, and best ways to enjoy your stay at a 旅館. So maybe in the future, there will be more podcasts about 旅館. And always, if you have any questions or comments, please contact me at hoego.com. もし質問か、コメントか、リクエストがあったら、ぜひ hoego.com で私にメール送ってください。もしかしたら他の人、この美しい素晴らしい国で他の人が同じ悩み同じ質問があるかもしれませんから、ぜひ送ってください。 And at a 旅館 when your guests are leaving in the morning, 旅館で朝お客さんが出かけるとき、チェックアウトするとき、 Thank you for staying with us and we hope you enjoy the rest of your tripThank you for staying with us, and we hope you enjoy the rest of your trip. So from me to you, thank you for listening, thank you for staying with us, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day. All right, goodbye, and see you next time.
Good job, everyone. もしコメントか質問があったら、hoego.com に行って書いてください。そこのいる間、ワークシート、他のレッスンもありますよ。Good job! おもてなし英語を頑張ってください。See you!